Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast. Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah, that consume porn is not Todd.
No, the giantess porn.
Just looks stupid.
No.
But that's what it is. It's just video making a person small.
Yeah, it's just trick photography not boner-inducing at all.
Yeah. And if it's it is, I know it's a kink, but... You're weird.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids for porn.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is.
That's what it is.
Right. Instead of a lily pad, it's a nipple.
Yeah.
They're touching it. The one I saw was one Todd had up there.
What was the old movie where they got inside somebody's body?
Well, first of all, the original movie was called...
Inner Space?
Yeah, but the original was The Fantastic Voyage.
Yeah.
From the 70s. What a great movie.
That one.
They went in to try to cure...
Inner Space better.
They went in to try to cure a guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Inner Space pretty good too.
It's kind of reminiscent of that.
Right.
No, it'd suck if that was your kink. There'd be no way to make that happen in real life.
No, right, exactly. Yeah.
Yet.
True.
When you get the shrink ray going, they invent the shrink ray. We could all get into that.
I'll be right back.
Yeah. We're going cave dwelling this weekend.
A little spelunking.
Oh, yeah, hang on, Craig, let me get that for
That's
you.
Fine. I did mention that today is a day for Michelle Bachmann birthdays.
Oh, hang on, I gotta get back to that first then. Hang on, you can't do this to me twice. I gotta get one thing ready to go before you tell me to do something else.
Okay. I thought that Michelle was always in there.
She is. She's All always right. there, but I had to do something else. Okay, go ahead.
All right. On this date in 2009, we lost Dom DeLuise.
Happy birthday!
On this date in 2012, we lost the Beastie Boys, Adam, MCA.
Yeah. Happy birthday!
Yeah. He was 47 after a long battle of cancer.
That sucked, yeah.
Yeah. And on this date in 1975, at the age of 77, we lost Mo Howard.
Happy birthday!
Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo!
Yeah. Boy, yeah. I did kind of throw you for a loop didn't you?
You had to
do two of them.
I did. Yeah. I got a quick thumb, you know that.
I do. And it was on this date in 1990, David Bowie's ex-wife, Angela, told the press that Dave had slept with Mick Jagger.
Well, she walked in, they were in bed. And by the way, who cares?
And, well, neither one of them said it didn't happen.
Yeah,
did
and I didn't care at the time.
His wife probably cared.
They were both. I
don't know.
He's banging Mick Jagger. Right. But seeing those guys over the course of history, is it surprising with either of them?
No, they're androgynous.
No, they both
androgynous.
Played with gender roles for their entire careers.
And I don't care who you are if you got a chance to bang Mick Jagger.
Or David Bowie.
Yeah, if you got a chance to bang David Bowie, you bang David Bowie.
Well, not anymore with Bowie.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, it's too late for that.
Too late.
Mike says, not boner-inducing. Speak for yourself.
Did he figure out what we're looking at? He's looking at the same clip we're looking at. Mike, you're different, dude.
Whatever gets you off.
All right, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Whatever gets you off. Nobody's going to get hurt.
Yeah. Well, somebody's got to be in there. There's got to be that there's a lot of editing involved.
Yeah, totally editing, yeah. And just give me a good old-fashioned... Banging.
Some of our players.
Where's Mick Jagger?
Oh, by the way, Don Shula is dead, right?
Yeah, okay. He is dead. Don Shula is dead.
Former Dolphin great.
We're going
Dolphin
to
coach,
deal with those names
also
tomorrow.
Colts too, by the way.
We're he coached deal. The Colts?
Originally, yeah.
Oh.
Then went to the Dolphins.
Was that his first job? The then Baltimore Colts?
Yeah. Head coaching job it was, yeah.
some of the players that had Sam Lloyd. We'll try and finish this. Mr. Pfister, Mountain Man, 1958, Mustache Ride, Nurse Ratched gets a hit. I'm going to leave Jack Hanna's boner alone. Peanut Butter, Four We Go, I guess. I don't know. Bill Cosby gets a hit.
That's a good one.
Oh, I should have read ahead on this. Please Come to Boston. Oh, no!
Please come to Denver, she said.
No!
Boy, will gets you come home
to me? I don't have the Boston part, but I got the Denver part.
I love that.
I know.
Poop Turducken gets a hit.
Oh, that one grosses,
that's disgusting.
That one grosses me out, man.
Yeah, but it works with the turd.
It does. It does. I get the joke.
Rear Burger with Cheese gets a hit. Ricketts Wet Dream. Yeah, I'm going to stop right there.
Yeah, he likes the
Ring Around poison. Uranus gets a hit. Sewer Pickle Sickle.
The leader, the current leader, by the way.
Yeah. Smoking Quaaludes with Todd gets a hit.
That was a long time ago. But I'd like to revisit those days.
Yeah. Sophie's Second Choice gets a hit.
That's a brilliant one.
Sorry You're Dead, Craig.
Man.
Gets a hit.
Wow.
Jesus. Yeah, I read that.
Yeah, that one is still hardcore.
I know, because that was probably picked for the last couple of years.
That battled, and I'm not.
Battle cancer.
Or maybe
twice.
It's a different Craig.
Yeah, maybe not.
Square Peg Brown Hole gets a hit. There's some guacamole reference there. I'm going to let that go.
Now you're going to make
thinking about wonder. Eating that. Yeah, the Robin Todd Stoned got a hit.
Oh, that's right. Todd killed
as
Robin.
Does Todd's butter knife and Todd's scared fridge.
Wait, he was shot at once, man.
How many times would you need to be shot at before you'd be scared?
Right.
Your mom loves some things daily. Uh-huh. We'll let that go. Wanda's Pound of Lard gets a hit, and West Side Pastry Maker.
Wanda's Pound of Lard. A little bit.
And that wraps up the list?
That wraps up the Sam Lloyd
Sam
list.
Lloyd. Yes. Don Shula.
We're
going
to get to Don Shula tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that the CBS reporter, Leslie Stahl.
She had COVID, too.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Had the coronavirus.
Yeah. And she's definitely in the old group of people.
How come no one from the conservative media has had the COVID?
Apparently Pierce Morgan does. The dude from,
does he?
The dude from Britain, yeah, he might have it now.
But you got a lot of...
It's like voodoo. If you don't believe in it, it does not affect you.
Right, obviously not.
Right.
Except for Rush Limbaugh's fake cancer.
That's right.
I haven't heard anyone from the conservative media contracting the virus. She had a couple people on CNN. Chris Cuomo.
Yep.
Brooke Baldwin.
Brooke Baldwin.
I think somebody on Fox did.
So I think somebody did, but not one of the major players.
I forget who it was.
Not one of the major
players. Not one of the anchors. I think it might have been a reporter or someone who was a regular, like on a panel. Yeah, I seem to remember reading something about it. It was a woman.
These liberals get it because they're weak.
Damn right. Pussies.
Obviously.
Yeah. Report out of South Korea says that government officials don't believe Kim Jong-un is dead or had surgery. He has been out of the public eye for several weeks, but he showed back up the other day.
And they have no idea if the video is old. It's because they're not going to hold it. They're not going to hold out today's paper, you know. He should walk down with today's paper. This is so weird about that. How dark that side of the how that country is. They could release a video of him walking down and people greeting him. And we don't know if it's real or not. We don't know.
We're going to get into that more in just a second here.
Was I the only one who heard the president say he knew what was going on?
No.
With Kim Jong-un?
You are not the only one.
Okay, because I thought he did that during one of his S shows, his daily S shows. He mentioned.
He lies so much, we have no idea what he's talking about. I mean, every day he lies. He lied last night on Friday night in that Fox thing.
It's easier in his case to keep track of when he tells the truth, which is rarely.
Yeah.
So people have been wondering where Kim Jong-un has been. They thought he might have died during surgery. Still not known why he's been gone. He finally showed up at a ribbon-cutting ceremony for a new fertilizer plant. It is being reported, or that people are also saying, well, first of all, people at the factory broke into thunderous cheers of hurrah when he appeared.
Or you die.
You have to.
When he appeared.
Yeah.
Before his public appearance, Foreign intelligence services thought that he may have been holed up at his ultra-luxurious compound.
I saw that, yeah.
With his 2,000-woman pleasure squad.
Whoa.
Okay.
That's about That's about
before we go.
And about 1900.
Let's not. No. Careful.
Too much.
Careful.
1900 too many.
Careful. No, it might be 2000 too many.
Assuming they're careful. All of their own free will there.
And they might be young.
Oh, well, no. Never mind.
Too young?
Yes. I don't know if all the 2,000 of them are too young.
What a freak, man.
The 2,000-strong harem is said to be made to sing and dance for the nation's elite, but also take part in sexual games and orgies. The Pleasure Squad began during the reign of Korea's founder, this guy's grandfather.
And Trump thinks this guy's a good guy. He says it out loud.
He sent out in the late 70s, Grandpa sent out officials to find the nation's most attractive young women and girls to act as singers and dancers.
And more
some
than
of
that,
them began working as maids. The most sexually attractive were ordered to become comfort women for powerful officials, many aged 13 and 14.
Good God.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Right.
That's now then.
Women. I mean, I like the concept of comfort women. But
18 plus.
Right. That's why I stopped you.
They should be of age.
Yeah. Between 18 now and 22 at the max.
In the latest footage that comes out, now they're saying that's not him at all. That's a double. A body double.
If it is him, it looks just like him. The body double looks just like him. It doesn't? I saw the video. It looked like him to me.
I feel bad for the guy who has a body just like his.
Or in his face and head and everything, right?
And how would you know? Maybe we've been seeing the body double the whole time.
Well, yes, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you could go that way. But if you look at pictures side by side, they point out different things.
I was wondering.
I can't tell.
Yeah.
Or they say he might have just been in plastic surgery.
Yeah.
But the teeth are different. The eyebrows are different.
Okay.
He might have more
just
than
different
one
things.
Look-alike.
Yeah, but his look,
there may be a team of them.
Some are pointing to a mark on his wrist that wasn't there before, the alleged surgery. Some are pointing to his teeth, a chipped incisor.
I saw the video, and I thought originally, I'm thinking, this guy might have a body double somewhere to keep him alive, you know, whatever. But
they're looking at his ears and eyebrows and beauty marks and saying, that might not be him. The thing that came out late last week.
All right. Well, I don't want to buy into North Korean conspiracy theories, but whatever.
And it doesn't matter to us yet.
Right. No, it doesn't.
There's that.
Yeah.
Well, here's a little good news that came in from a Facebook friend.
Oh, good.
Todd, don't worry about your future chickens and the golden retrievers clashing. I have a golden I hunt with, both waterfowl and upland. He does not bother the chickens at all. I just made sure to raise the chickens from when they were chicks and would bring my golden around them frequently.
You got 5 goldens, though.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But that means it eliminates your front yard chicken coop.
But
in the backyard.
If you socialize, the young chick with the dogs, they might not attack them.
Socializing the chickens last night.
So you see. Yeah.
They'll be friends.
The dog sees the chicken as a friend, not a meal.
Right.
All right. Well, I'll try it.
Worth a try. I also learned over the weekend.
You get a coop.
The reason you get different colored eggs, it depends on. It's not because the brown eggs are organic or anything. Yep. It's just the color of the chicken. If you have a brown chicken, you get brown eggs.
Never knew that.
If you have a white chicken, you get white eggs.
I never knew that. Brown eggs. Yeah. I've never seen brown eggs.
Christy has a farmer friend.
Well, you did know that.
She confirmed that.
You did know that.
Yeah, I probably did. I forgot.
Because
about
we've
it.
Talked about it more than once on this show.
No, I always thought the brown eggs were special.
You haven't always thought that.
Organic.
Here's the deal.
No, not always.
Not always. Because you have been told on this show that very same thing before.
Well, there was a long time where I never even thought about it.
Well, that was Todd's double.
Most of my life, I didn't think about it.
Here's the deal. I don't want you to get a chicken coop because you'll continue to talk about it.
I think you should get a chicken coop.
Yeah. Although Todd's chicken coop in the backyard.
On the front yard. No, I think it's on the front yard.
Menagerie with 5 dogs, chickens in the back.
Yeah, put it right next to the bike shop.
Yep. Just keep it away from the fridge.
Now, the bike shop's got to stay in front. That's where all the tools are.
Yeah.
Preteen bike shop, by the way.
I'll fix your chain and sell you some eggs. What do you need?
For all the little Korean girls.
Yeah, I just want the fresh eggs.
Yeah, with Korean girls. 18, though.
Don't you have to have quite a few chickens to get enough eggs to, like, really enjoy it?
Well, for personal use.
I don't know.
How many eggs do you need a day?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Two, maybe, if you make eggs.
I will defer to Clint, who is listening right now, apparently.
Right. Most days I have 0 eggs.
I think you're just supposed to have an average of about 1 a day, which means that on the weekend you can have
up.
2 or 3 if you don't have.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and how old do they got to get before they start producing eggs?
You're the chicken guy.
Obviously, the tiny chicks got to grow a little bit.
You're chicken man Todd. what we're going to call you.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The Mountain from Game of Thrones.
This guy.
How? Oh, we got a picture.
Dar Bjornsson.
Oh, the lady who did the salad tossing.
What are you doing?
Tossing a salad.
Yeah.
Lucky IT guy.
Yeah. Says I date mostly black men, so good for the black guy.
You just said that too.
Yeah. Butt stuff not too common in my circle. 40 and just trying this.
Black sexy IT guy, huh?
Apparently.
That leaves all of us out.
Yeah.
We're clueless with IT.
Right, we are neither black, sexy, or IT.
Yeah, that's an out.
Right. We're completely
on
out
all
of
counts.
The picture.
Swing.
You'll have to go elsewhere for your salad tossing.
Yep. That should be on the Ocho, ESPN Ocho this week.
Yeah, but we meet none of her qualifications.
Yeah.
The Mountain from Game of Thrones, Hathor Bjornsson, or Thor,
yeah, Scott's
set
amazing.
The world record in deadlift in Iceland.
Amazing.
He made it look easy.
I know.
I saw this.
I saw it too.
He got it three quarters of the way up before he even really looked like he was struggling and then just finished it off.
1,104 pounds.
Yeah. I saw the kilogram first. And I'm thinking, dude, I have no idea what that is. None.
2.2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Multiply.
No, I know that, but 2.2. It didn't matter. Then they showed me the pounds. I said, thank you.
That's like half a car.
Yep.
And he made it look easy. He didn't even look like he was struggling.
He beat the record by 1 pound. Now, is he going to do it again? Because, I mean, he did, like Puss mentioned, he picked it up and he made it.
He beat it by one?
Well, he wanted to break the record.
I thought he beat it by more than that.
Yeah, maybe 4 or 5. Maybe 4 or 5.
I think it was
pounds.
Like, I think it might have been 4.
Maybe 4 pounds. I think you're right. It was 4 pounds.
But you get to that weight. Don't that's how much you break it by.
You're right.
You don't. Nobody's stacking on 50 pounds extra and then.
No, they're not. They're not. And
they're beating it by 2, 4, or 5 pounds.
Yeah, they are.
That's it.
That makes a difference. You know,
it's the record, and it's still damn impressive.
Dude, I mean, what kind of roids is he on? His shoulders are
all of them.
Yeah, they are. I was telling my son that. I said, son, he's full of roids. I realize he's a strong man to begin with, and he's huge. But I said, that's all, you know, that's all roids.
I think
stuff.
He's been kind of above board about that.
Well, you see,
really?
Look at his shoulders. So. Look at his shoulders. They're straight out. It's crazy looking, man, how big that dude is.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah you're going to pop a ball trying to pick that up.
Watch any of The Last Dance last night?
No, because I watched Billions started up on Showtime. I love Billions, but I will watch it today. I DVR'd it. Yeah.
It was early bedtime for me because Happy Hour started early.
Yeah, I watched.
Same.
I was the same as Tyler. I watched Billions. I'm saving those for tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah, I will watch it though. I think it's
is a that great. A new season?
Yes, brand new
season.
Billions. Yeah. Thank Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Watch it. If you're not watching it, watch it.
Or go back and watch
it. One of the best shows out there.
Oh, I'm with you, Puss.
You can't have.
And you get to see us. Speaking of kink, you get to see us strung up Paul Giamatti again.
You keep coming back to that.
I know. It's weird, man. He's hung up by the sex swing. That dude's fearless when it comes to acting.
Oh, he's the submissive, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
And who's the dominatrix? Who's his woman?
Well, he's got a woman, Maggie Smith.
Sif,
yeah.
From Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, but he's got a dominatrix that just whips him.
He goes to a pro.
Right.
Yeah. Because at this point.
And by the way, the show, that's like such a minor part of the show. It's a great show with a bunch of great characters. But yeah, he does like sex that way.
Now here's some more chicken information. Apparently, sometimes it's hard to tell the sex of the chicks
Did you guys ask for some? Go ahead.
Yeah. And you can't have roosters. In the city limit.
Because of the noise?
Yeah.
They'd be so loud.
Because they tend to howl early in the morning.
Well, where's a chicken's penis? Well, that'd be on a rooster, right?
Yeah. chicken doesn't have a hen doesn't have a penis.
Got it. Good to know.
Rooster does.
Well, the roosters, don't they look different? They have that thing hanging down off their neck.
Yeah.
And do all chickens have little combs on their head? Or is that exclusive to roosters?
You're chicken boy coming up, man.
You are the room's chicken expert Todd.
You better start reading up on it. You're the only one that cares.
I'm just asking the questions.
All right.
Yeah. But again, relative to the rest of the room, you're a chicken expert.
I like wings.
I love
wings. But I don't know what sex they are.
No.
Does it matter?
No.
No, and I'm not sure if that comes from laying hens or if they
study up, chicken boy.
Turn out to be no good after so many eggs, and then you turn them into wings. I don't know. I don't know the process.
All right, so Todd in the backyard chickens could be the band.
I will continue to look into it.
All right. Dr. Ed was on, informative, a little bit of hope. You can hear that in the conversation. If you missed it, go to TNTRadioEmpire.com.
That was the glimmer of hope for today.
Yeah.
He did give us a little glimmer of hope, so yeah. We came out of the day with that, at least that.
And then Todd's more good chicken news coming up, too.
Yeah.
More of that tomorrow.
Right. Good.
No, I want people to come back. No, come back.
Dan Cummins tomorrow.
Oh, Dan Cummins tomorrow. All right.
How about that?
Right. Nick, you appearing anywhere this week?
Yes.
Okay.
Right in that chair. He'll be in that chair 5 consecutive days.
And in this driveway a couple, too.
All right. Yep.
Stop by and say hi. Have a great one. See you tomorrow. Stay safe.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.